I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
Alexis, what do you find attractive in a guy's profile online? Maybe he's got a great smile.
Ooh, good smile is good.
His profile says he works for White Claw.
Ooh, wait. I would definitely message that.
Stop it.
That's the prompt I would click to.
Mango flavor only.
Yeah.
He's a roadie for Nickelback.
Oh,
wait, sorry, that's Brooke's thing. What? My bad. But one of our listeners had something else that she was instantly attracted to on a guy's profile that made her go, ooh.
What is it?
I need to know him. Let's talk to Kelly a little bit. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hey.
Did he work for Truly?
Second.
Rivals. I feel like every guy listening is about to change their profile to include whatever it is you're about to say.
Yeah, tell us about this guy.
Okay, well, I found this guy, Mike, while I was searching on the app.
Oh, uh-huh. It was his exotic name.
Ooh, Mike.
Not many of them.
Mike with a Q.
Yeah.
Wow.
He
must be European.
What was it about Mike that stood out so much?
Okay, this is weird, but I really enjoy grocery shopping.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Was it like therapeutic or something? Like some people enjoy cleaning.
Yeah. I mean, I really like cooking, and then I also really like finding new products and
interesting.
You just love paying all that money. Yeah.
And it is soothing when you're in the produce section and the thunder goes like,
yeah.
And then it sprinkles all over all the vegetables.
I do enjoy that. That's the only time I shower all week.
You guys, no.
I'm serious. That's a really fun time.
I'm going to go with a hard no.
Kelly, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Even if everybody else hates the grocery store.
Did you find Jeffrey online and his dating profile said that?
Mike.
Yeah, I was joking.
Yeah, it's fine.
It wasn't that funny, so I forgive you, Kelly.
Mike is really funny.
Sorry, we were going off for a while. What did you see on Mike's profile?
So he had a photo of himself in the produce aisle, just kind of like being goofy and holding, you know, some fruits and vegetables.
Oh, please don't tell me it was a dude holding two melons.
Also, do you ever wonder who takes that pic?
I hope it's not random. Excuse me, person that works here.
Okay.
Can you get a picture of me holding a giant eggplant?
So you saw that was a turn on to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I figured if you're cute under fluorescent lighting, you got to be cute in real life.
Yeah.
And was he?
He was. So we talked and we made plans to meet up at this bar. Mm-hmm. And then when I met him, he was way hotter than I thought he was in the photo.
Okay, even hotter.
Yeah. So I kind of told him that, like as a compliment, that his photos online were not great.
Wait, did you word it that way?
Well, I don't really remember exactly how I said it, but I kind of was like, you know, your photos online aren't good because you're so much more attractive in person.
Kind of a save.
Okay.
Kind
of. That one sits weird with, I don't know about you guys, but for me, whenever I meet listeners and they're like, oh, you're not as ugly as I thought you were online.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I thought I looked better.
I think our guys, I feel like more guys do look better in person.
Yeah.
They're bad totally. At taking pictures.
Yeah, that could be. Was he offended?
I mean, I also think he maybe was a little offended, but I like tried to make him understand that it was a compliment, and I offered to take photos for him so that he could use, which I now realize is maybe weird on the
screen. Oh, yeah. It's like you're trying to set him up for the next person that he meets on the app.
I mean, if a girl said that to you, don't you feel like you just got friend-zoned?
Yeah, pretty much.
I honestly was just, like, nervous and was trying to flirt with him in my weird way.
I get it.
I mean, you tried to save it at least, right? Yeah. It wasn't like you left it at, like, you're way hotter than your ugly ass. Pictures online.
All right, bye.
Did you actually take new pictures for him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Alexis was wondering who's the one that takes the pics. It's you.
What did you do at the bar?
Drink and talk.
We don't know that with her.
Insult him more?
No. We were just like talking and getting to know each other. And then we brought up camping, which, I really like. He is like kind of newer to outdoorsy stuff.
Okay.
But REI came up and he said he had never been. And I freaking love REI.
Oh, see, this Brooke feels about REI how you feel about grocery shopping.
Oh, I love going to REI. It's so fun.
Don't they have like climbing walls and stuff there?
Yeah, every time you go in, you're like, God, I need to start a new outdoor hobby.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy a kayak and a mountain bike.
Nothing hotter than talking about REI on a first date.
Wait till you get your first dividend check. Then you're going to be like,
what's a dividend check?
You get money to spend at the end of the year because it's a co-op.
Oh, is that like a senior citizen thing? It's like a stipend.
That's why we don't
get it. I can't wait.
So you went? You just took him?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Two drunks at the REI on a first date. I wish I would have been there just to witness you guys walking around.
Test out this sleeping bag.
How did that go?
I mean, it was cute. Walking around, making jokes.
Did he still seem interested, or was he just lying about being interested? You know what I mean? Like, someone says they're super into something, and you're like, yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I like that, too.
Well, and I don't lie to people on dates like you do, Brooke, so I'm not sure what that's like.
But it seemed like he was genuinely interested. I mean, maybe he was lying, but I don't know. I thought we were having a good time.
Okay, so you're clueless? You have no ideas?
No idea.
Huh.
All right, and how long has this been since you gave him the tour of REI?
It's been 3 weeks.
Oh. Hey, wait. Whoa. Maybe you're such a good tour guide. You motivated him to go camping, and he's still out in the wilderness right now not receiving any phone calls.
Yes. Or he's missing because he's too new to it and couldn't find his way back.
You killed him!
It's called hashtag van life, Brooke. And we're going to check in on him. Hopefully he answers when we call and try and get you your second date update right after this.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. We got a text to 78592 that says, what's REI?
What the heck?
I mean, I guess not everybody would know.
It's all over the world.
That doesn't mean everybody knows what it is.
It's
if you haven't been there, it's a chain of outdoor recreation stores where they sell all sorts, like bikes,
everything.
Camping gear, harnesses, whatever you would need to be outside.
Even like the North Face hoodies, that's the only thing I've ever bought from REI ever.
Have you been to a store?
No, I bought it online.
Oh, okay.
They do have an online store too. Go check them out.
Yeah, REI.com. That's a good brand.
But I should ask Brooke this question.
Yeah.
Because you've been there a lot.
Yep.
Are there hot people who work there or walk around there a lot?
Hot people? Yeah, there's definitely attractive people. Oh, my God. Oh. I just got a board from there this last year, and the girl who fitted me for the board, smoking.
See, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that when Kelly took Mike to the REI store, I'm hoping that he didn't meet some sexy outdoor climbing enthusiast who invited him to scale her Twin Peaks in the back room. Because we've heard stuff like this happening before, where somebody else swoops in the middle of a day.
And I bet they have a pretty big back room. There's a lot of big stuff that they got to move through that store.
Kelly, do you think that's a possibility? Were there any attractive females while you were shopping at REI?
I mean, it wasn't like he was flirting with anybody.
In front of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it could just be that he felt like he was forced into something he actually wasn't that interested in.
Yeah, that's probably the most realistic.
I mean, he couldn't keep continuing the lie, right? Because then before he knows it, he's camping with you and hating every second of it.
Yeah, get out of that.
I guess. I think camping is great, though.
I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody else in this room is.
One person in this room agrees, but...
All right, let's call Mike, though, and see what he has to say. You ready to do this, Kelly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Mike.
Is this the bill collector again?
Uh-oh.
I really...
No, I'm not a bill collector.
Yeah, we are. We need $100 right now, please.
Impressive that you answer your phone when you're getting those type of calls.
Yeah, you should just hit ignore next time, bro.
Wait, so who is this?
Yeah, we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
With the love collectors. No.
Please ignore my...
I thought that was pretty
my
good.
Female co-host
who's
in
heat. Any love as well.
No, we're a radio
show.
Yeah, we're a radio show. We do a segment called Second Date Update, where we try and help out our listeners reconnect after they've gone out on a date with somebody that they really liked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's a good thing. It means somebody went out with you and had a really good time and wants to meet up again. Her name's Kelly. It's been a while ago. It was like 3 weeks ago that you guys met up.
Yeah, kind of wish it was the bill collector, but...
What?
Wow.
It was that bad?
Yeah.
When we talked to her, she sounded lovely. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Let me just be honest here. Like, it was okay for a little bit, but it did get weird.
Okay. Are you talking about where she offered to take new pictures of you because your profile pics weren't good enough?
Yeah.
She told you all that?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. Were you offended?
I mean, yes, but also I don't think we should really be talking about that.
What should we be talking about?
If that's how she wants to play, then I'm happy to play my side of the story.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear your side.
Yes. Oh, this sounds juicy.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, did she mention us talking about camping?
Yeah.
Yeah, that came up, that you guys mentioned going camping, and she even took you to a camping goods store.
Yeah. She was thinking of going camping with some friends soon, and she was like basically inviting me, which, I mean, that's kind of weird, you know, after a first date to be like, oh, why don't you come camping for multiple days and meet my friends? Like,
sounds really nice when you put it that way.
No, I see what he means. It's one thing to go camping, but then I'm going to be stuck with your friends or your
but
family.
Maybe, okay,
that's
wait. Wait, though. Maybe it was like one of those invitations where you like, you know, I automatically invite people to everything, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm actually going to follow through.
No, I think you're going
to
say no.
So that's the big red flag. She liked you and wanted you to meet her friends.
I mean, no. That's not the big red flag.
Oh, it's not.
I told her I'm not really the biggest fan of camping. I tried it once. I really didn't love it.
Oh.
I didn't love it so much that I actually slept in my car.
Oh.
Yeah. And apparently for her, that was like the worst thing I could say to her.
What?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. She was so shocked and she was like, how do you not like camping? Everyone loves camping. Like she was like, what? You've never spent a night in a tent? You've never experienced the joy of taking I don't think I can say that word on the radio, but you gotta have the rumble with the bear. Like,
what?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Those are her highlights.
That's a little extreme.
She just kept going on and on and on about how great camping was, and I'm trying to force a smile. Then she dragged me to that sporting goods store. I don't know, what's it called?
REI.
Wait, that all happened before you guys went to REI?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, the way she played it, the way she described it, is that you said you were new and you were excited about trying it out.
No. She was like going on about it at dinner and then at the store. It just was, it was nonstop.
Okay. She was trying to sell you on going camping by showing you all of the things that you could buy and all the things you could use the next time you went out into nature.
Yeah, she showed me 18 different types of canteens. I was like, I get it. Can we go home?
Oh, wow.
Is she part of a pyramid scheme for camping?
Oh, man.
She should work for REI. Though.
Yeah, she should.
I think she's getting a commission, or she has a lot of stock there or something like that.
Her last name is actually REI. Yeah.
Actually, we can ask her if that's true, because I didn't tell you this earlier, but Kelly is on the other line right now listening to this whole thing.
Why? How you doing?
Hi.
I'm just going to stick with what I said on the date, is that everyone does love camping. They just need to find the right things to take with them so they feel comfortable.
That is objectively not true. Not everyone loves camping. What a crazy thing to say, you psycho.
What?
Oh, wow.
Psycho. Okay.
We don't have to call anyone names, but if you're going to be a homebody,
you're the one who's putting us on the radio. That's pretty crazy to begin with. So
okay, everybody likes being on the radio. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to try it and get used to it a little bit.
That was actually psycho.
You're nervous. We can show you all kinds of microphones.
Yeah.
Talk into.
I mean, Kelly, it doesn't sound like you're listening to him at all.
I heard what he said, and I really, truly believe that, like, deep down, he really likes camping based on other stuff that he said. And, you know, if I remember, I think he did say that he didn't have a great time, but he would be open to trying camping again.
Oh.
Really?
Look at that, leading her on
that
with that camp talk.
I was just saying that to try to get you to stop camp-splaining to me.
Camp-splaining? That's what Brooke does to us all the time.
God, maybe there could be a small nugget of truth to it. Do you think, Mike?
Are you on board with her? Because I hate camping. I don't want to do it. I don't know how to make that any clearer.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes things are an acquired taste, like coffee or meth.
How can anybody not like camping? You're in the outdoors, there's fresh air.
Why am I still on the phone right now? Like, I said this and you guys are still talking about it. I really don't understand.
You're still on the phone because somewhere deep, deep down, you really do want to see Kelly again and go out one more time. Even if I'm not saying out in nature.
Okay.
Let's go out in the city somewhere. Somewhere that we would pay for if,
like,
you're up for it, Mike.
In an REI?
No, far away from REI. That's what we do, Mike. We offer to send you guys out on another day on our dime.
Yeah.
It's clearly not a match. I mean, camping is clearly her number one thing. She doesn't have time for a man because she's so married to camping.
She's married to the woods.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to marry a bear.
Okay. Well, at least meet up with her one more time so she could take some new photos of you for your profile pic.
Oh.
No, because she's going to drag me to the woods to take those photos.
Kelly, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to get a second date for you here.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to try and see if there's an outdoorsy app or something I can find a man on.
Cause...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there's a good app. It's about how to start a campfire. It's called Tinder. You should download that one.
I get it. Yeah, I got it. But I'll bomb.
We were so close to ending on a laugh and the second date just missed.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I just got a text at 7592 that says, Jeff, why is it every time it's extremely clear they're not a good match, you still ask if they'll go out again?
And you always push the side that you know is wrong.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I do it. Is it because I believe in love against all odds? Does that make me a bad guy? If so, call Billie Eilish.
What? Oh, because you're a bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
You know, because I'm the bad guy. That was good. You thought about that for a while, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
And nobody got it.
Yeah. I kind of liked it.
It just shows everybody has a different read on how these dates go. She saw it as green flags. He's interested in camping. He wants to learn.
Oh.
He saw it as being camp-shamed within an inch of his life.
And I saw it as I'm never going to be able to hear that Billie Eilish song again without thinking about you.
But the one thing that we can learn out of this is that we're always here for you.
Oh, that's true.
No matter what.
You know.
Good dates, bad dates.
No matter how many bad decisions you make.
Absolutely.
You know, we're
on your side. We will fight for you and offer you second dates.
Yes.
Call that person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.